You've got questions, we've got answers. It's Bible Line Mailbag. Welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. Today we're going to do Mailbag, where we take about four different questions and we answer them in succession, kind of like just not necessarily quick to be quick, but just to make sure we cover a lot of different topics. So first one here is from somebody named Vicky. Vicky says, hello, I have a question about 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11. Let's go ahead and go there just so we have a reference for it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in verse 11 tells us, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. I've heard twice now, once from, I'm going to take this pastor's name out, and once more, just recently, from someone else online that I can't remember, that the strong delusion in this passage is going to be sent to people after the rapture so that they, if they rejected Jesus before the rapture, will then not get a second chance to believe after the rapture. This person said that if they've heard a clear gospel presentation and rejected it, they won't get another chance. On the other side, I've heard that people will be able to be saved after the rapture once they realize that we Christians were right. I wonder your perspective on that. Thank you. I've just recently found your channel. What a blessing. Thank you, Vicky. Well, you know, short and sweet answer there. I think there will be people who trust Christ as Savior, at least 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. And I think people will come to faith in Christ as a result of their evangelist work. I also think it's possible that people will be continually hardened through the tribulation period. And if they rejected the gospel here, they're very unlikely to accept it in the tribulation period. But I'm not going to make a dogmatic statement that everyone who rejected it in the church age will not ever believe it in the tribulation, because then what do you do with those Jews who trust Christ as their Savior? Good question, Vicky. Let's go on to the next one here from a man named Charlie. Charlie writes in 1 Corinthians 5:5, it sounds like the man that Paul says to separate from the church isn't saved. He said to deliver him to Satan that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Does that not say that he never was saved, or that such a sin caused him to lose his salvation? No, it does not say that. I think, as a matter of fact, something that is important about that statement is that there's destruction so that his spirit can be saved in the day of the Lord. This is a carnal Christian living in Corinth who has a horrible, disgusting sin that even up in verse 1, it says it was not so much as named among the Gentiles. But he's got two natures, and he's living in his flesh nature. Paul says, get him out of the church if he's not willing to change. Get him out of the church so that his flesh can be destroyed and his spirit can be saved in the day of the Lord. I mean, this is he's a plight to himself. He's going to be a cancer to the church. Get him out, and if he doesn't want to stop doing what he's doing, God will take care of him, and his flesh will be destroyed. So no, I don't think that means that this guy was not truly saved. In my response to this individual's question, I sent them James chapter 1, verses 13 through 16 that talk about how sin comes about. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Well, then when that lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And that can be true for the believer as well, and I think that's speaking of physical death. James's final word there is, do not err, my beloved brethren. Charlie, great question. Keep watching Bible, and we do appreciate it. Another person that writes in, his name is Dale. Dale says, I have struggled with assurance of salvation for years. I'm trusting in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ alone for my salvation. But when I didn't feel the Holy Spirit come into my body, and I didn't have a load taken off my shoulders or a peace feeling as others claim. This makes me doubt that I have the real thing. I've prayed a million times, and I just don't know what to do anymore. Please help. Man, this stuff, when I hear it, when I hear people say, please help, I want you to know the main thing of your email there, Dale, is that you said, as others claim. Others are not the word of God. I'm going to read you verbatim what I said to Dale. Your salvation is not dependent upon a feeling. It's dependent upon a person, that person being Jesus Christ. A feeling is not a part of salvation, although some people feel different things when they get saved. You cannot look at how you feel and try to make that validate God's promises of eternal life in Jesus Christ. You've got to trust what the word says. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. That's what Jesus said. Regardless of how you may feel, Jesus said, you have everlasting life. You've been passed from death unto life. You'll never be brought into condemnation again. Even if you don't feel saved, you are saved because Christ died and rose again. And the last one we're going to look at now is from somebody named Daniel. Daniel says, I've been watching these videos about eternal security and once saved, always saved, and I still have trouble understanding verses like these found in Revelation 21:7, and he quotes it. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly and unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. But there shall be by no means enter into anything that defiles or causeth an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He now continues. It makes me worry, since I have a long history with deep addiction to use of porn, and it makes me feel like if I can't get it under control, then I will go to hell for it. I hope you can explain and make it easier to understand. Well, Revelation 21:7-8 and 27 are contrast between the believer and the unbeliever. Okay, the person who is the overcomer, in 1 John chapter 5, it says, we have overcome because we've believed on Jesus Christ. We are the overcomer. We are not going to be the one who stands before God at the great white throne judgment without a covering for our sin. That's the unbeliever. That's what verse 8 is talking about. The believer is cleansed while in Jesus, while the unbeliever is naked and lacking a sin payment before the Lord. Now, this does not mean that your pornography addiction is inconsequential. It is massively detrimental to your growth. In fact, your sin is an outright stumbling stone to any spiritual growth and true fellowship with the Lord. It doesn't send you to hell because you have been eternally redeemed in Jesus Christ. As I said to the person before, you have everlasting life. Now, because you have that everlasting life, you shouldn't be doing that. And there's a whole thing about pornography that we did. We can have that linked in the description so you can check it out. It, this addiction, does, however, put you at odds with God. He will lovingly correct you. And if you choose to continue in that sin, then the consequences will only deepen over time. I'm serious about that. One of the biggest side effects of pornography usage is the not only the deadening of the proper use of sex and the dopamine burnout and all that, but the likelihood of actually going out and committing those sins. It's just wrong. It changes your whole thought on women and relationships, and it's most of the people that are in the pornographic industry are trafficked. Until you change your mind, confess that your sin is causing a break in fellowship with him, and stop that sin, you will not find relief. But you got to move on the past that this is sending me to hell. It's not sending you to hell. It's sending you in further depths of your own flesh, and it's going to become harder for you to have good fellowship with God. It's going to be impossible as you continue that sin. So I would encourage you to watch the pornography series that we did where we cover all those different things. All right, that's it for today's video. We'll have another one here next week. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Thank you. God bless you. And I'll see you here next week. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.